You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show.
Hey. They should get French Montana on the show.
They should. That would be a good show.
Oh. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Nicola Gaona, taking over again for Mikey Watts tonight. He couldn't make it today. So shout out to you, Mikey. We missed you. Wish you could be in the building. This is season 3, episode 12, Wednesday at a time. As Bing is for doing it, we are doing another AfterBuzz show for Love and Hip Hop. Hey. I'm here with two of the co-hosts, DJ Justin Jandy in the building. And you came to join us today.
I did.
Sheeta.
Yes.
In the building.
Yes.
So, y'all, this season finale was kind of crazy.
It's popping.
Was really popping, though.
I mean, things happened. I did not think it was going to happen.
I knew the fight was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen.
There was a couple things that
Joe and Tahiri thing, as much as but wait, can we all say, who called that?
Yeah.
You did call it. Well, first things first, you know, we start off
Can we just get Joe and Janet and Consequence over with?
Yeah, let's talk about them and be done.
Can we just finish them?
I mean, what is there to talk about, though?
They are so boring, and I feel like they're really trying to be so relevant on the show.
So, like, can I do my blog, Daddy?
Well, and I was just so mad at his side view. Like, that is not a good view for him.
Wait, and I love watching the show with new people. And the first comment out of the people I was watching with was, ooh, them teeth. He can't even close his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, that whole situation was just a bunch of shit that I really could care less about. So anyway, I'm sorry if you guys are mad if we don't touch topics on it, but I really just don't want to touch on something that bored me to death.
Over it.
You know, but going into Yandy's situation, I just want to get into that. That was just heartbreaking.
It was. And then till the whole Mona thing happened, I'm just so over and like Mona.
You don't like Mona?
No. I've heard some horror stories from people who have been on shows with her.
Mm-hmm.
Have said some pretty nasty things about her. She is not someone. If she likes you, she likes you, but if she don't like you, if she don't even get a hint towards liking you, she's gonna use that against you and try to make you look bad on the show.
Ooh, really? So she does things personal.
Mm-hmm. But I must say, shout out to Mona for rocking LL Cool J's wife, Simone Smith, her jewelry line tonight, the little lollipop. Mm-hmm. So everyone should go get one of those because it's for a good cause. It is.
Oh, I guess she likes her then, huh?
All right.
All right, well, that's good.
Right, stay on LL Cool J's good side.
Right.
But she gave good advice, right? Or no?
I don't think it was.
It's just like, what advice are you going to give her? Like,
do you think she put her foot in her mouth when she said, I know that you can fall in love with people that you shouldn't be falling in love with, when she said that? Do you think she put her foot in her mouth? Because then Yandy kind of checked her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And said, but I'm not falling in love with someone.
Right. I get the thought of wanting to help me out, but this isn't that situation. It's not like I'm just dating him and, you know, in a bad situation with a bad guy. Like,
right.
If you're my friend and you really know what's going on in this situation, you're giving me the wrong advice. You should be sitting here telling me you need to be strong, hold on, not like, what did she say? You need to take care of yourself first. Well, bitch, it's Yandy. She always takes care of herself.
She is taking care of herself.
Right. So it was kind of just sitting there like, bitch, on the season finale, you just want to come on here and act like you're Oprah? Like,
that's exactly, oh my God, that's exactly what she was trying to do. Like, let me just be on the season finale.
Mother Mona,
Mona. Mona, goodbye.
Right. I can imagine her on the reunion, too, just preaching
sitting there
all
like,
types of situations. I hope she goes off on Erica, though.
Oh,
Oh, like, can we just get into this?
Wait, we got it. Okay, so we got everybody, because you know that's going to be a long time. We got to get everybody else out the way, because Erica, well, I have a lot to say about Erica.
Let's, so we're done with the indie. We're done shout out to the
situation. You know, it's a hard situation for her. Her kids are the cutest, you know, and just hearing the conversation that she was having with Mendici's, you know, about not seeing his older son, and like, that's just so hard. I can't even imagine. You know what I'm saying?
When y'all moving into the new house?
I know. Well, that too. You know what I'm saying? Probably push that back a little bit. Well, if you did it for the show, whatever. I mean, yeah, it was so cute. You know? Be our dream house in the future, you know?
What's not cute? Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Rocky's little crying scenario.
Do you believe it?
No. Hell to the no.
Not even a little bit. Part of me wanted to be like, all right, she knows how ratchet she is, but...
Okay, a part of me, okay, a little part.
Oh, really?
Just, like, a little part. And then it was like, oh, okay, whatever, I'm over it.
Because it was such bullshit when she was like, I tried to apologize to Tahiri.
Right, because you didn't want to do it in the first place. So it's going to come off like...
But how do you say to genuine. Someone... Nicolette's like, Jesse, you need to apologize to Ishida. Well, Nicolette, look, I really didn't want to apologize to Ishida. But I tried to apologize to Ishida, and she just couldn't handle it. No, bitch, you already said you couldn't do
right,
it. Like,
right, right. She's not listening to herself. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to yourself.
Girl, she ain't listening to nobody. Yeah, you're right.
Well, she's working on her now, so.
We're all of a sudden with hanging from damn strings and shit. Like,
yeah, I mean, overall, I really didn't understand why Rocky was even on this season. Yeah. Like, you know, she definitely probably won't have a place next season. Ooh, just saying. Hopefully they don't. I don't know.
Although I will say... what Joe said to her, except the whole exercise thing, it was like, shut the hell up. Like, you working on your own damn exercises. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be trying to preach on someone else.
Right.
But, like, when he was like, you know, I want you to show me growth, and the only one messing it up is you. Mm-hmm. And that is a hard thing to, like, bite down and kind of take, which I do think she really did kind of get it right there. Like, you can't keep blaming everyone else for being the hot mess. Like, you're the hot mess.
Right.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Joe gave her good advice.
And I agree with that, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe and Tahiri, that was a surprise. A nice one. I mean, you could totally tell driving up the way he was smiling. That was so genuine. Mm-hmm. He was so excited.
Oh, they were like little kids.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I loved it. And that's what I've wanted the whole show.
I mean, what do you think about the whole Kaylin, though? Like, him talking to
what
her.
What do you think about the whole Kaylin?
Yeah.
Because...
this is what I think. I think he did right by Kaylin, by letting her go.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did right by that. But I think that this, I'm not going to say facade, but I think that it's only going to be peaches and cream for so long.
Mm. Agreed. I thought it was messed up for him to say to Kaylin, like, my love for Tahiri is beyond my control. And she was like, so what am I supposed to do with that? Oh, she said, what are we doing?
Pray about it.
Good question. Let's pray about it. Ooh, no.
Let's pray on it?
Let's pray on it. Like, no, you go pray on it. I'm going to go. Where's my money? Because I ain't going to be homeless.
And I'm packing my bags. Right. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
He really said, I don't know. Let's pray on it. If anybody ever said that to me, I'd be like,
he's a mess.
What did you just say?
Bye.
You need to go to church.
Right.
You doing horrible things. Okay, I'm sitting here trying to be your wife, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be wifey over here. You need to go to church and you need to pray.
And you going back to the girl who wrote a song called Calling You the Devil. So, yeah, you do need to go to damn church.
They're all a mess.
Right?
They're all a mess. They're all just a mess.
But, and then my thing with Tahiri is, I feel you because... it's like, it's not like it's, who knows how it was edited to, but to be all up on him at the little cabin, though,
yeah,
like, under the covers, it's just like, you were literally doing this with your girl, like, a couple days ago, like, you know?
But the thing is they were in a relationship for a really long time, so she definitely isn't a replacement. She definitely isn't, you know, a second choice, because she's always been the first choice. So it was probably more comfortable for her, in a sense. But, yes, at the same time, you know, he did have a girl, but he ended it, you know. And I think she definitely, for them to pursue and for them to move on, she did have to put down a wall a little bit. And she did have to embrace it to see where
that's
it could go.
True.
Yeah, but that's not the problem, though. The problem is how they communicate in the relationship when the emotions are there. That's the problem.
Tahiri and Joe?
Yes.
Well, don't you think that that's kind of, they're working on that now?
no, they're right now it's so new, and it's like, oh, okay, you're saying all the good things. Like, he was saying all the good things in the car, but you knew that when you was in the relationship. So when something happens, how are you guys going to work through it without her yelling at him, you know, and him just...
I feel like that's different now, because, I mean, if you saw how he was with Caitlin, they talk everything out, like,
because
really,
that's
like, dude.
That's Caitlin, though. That's not Tahiri.
Caitlin, yeah.
Caitlin.
She's the type of person
she's the
who's
calm
like, look,
person.
Like, well, let's talk this out, let's figure it out, you know.
Tahiri is shaking tables and throwing stuff.
True, but haven't we seen a little bit of growth with Tahiri? With trying to...
No.
And saying, like, all right, I'm going to let my wall down, I'm going to sit here and listen to you. Because at the dinner table, Joe's the one that got up last week when they were in DR.
Yeah.
I don't know, I do see a little growth. I know what you're saying.
But I feel like that goes with every relationship. I mean, there's a reason why they broke up. You know what I'm saying?
And Caitlin has no right.
She's been hot-headed the whole
time. But Caitlin can't be hot-headed. How you broke, living on the streets, poor, and this man just picks you up. Like, how's she really going to yell at him? Like, oh, you cheated on me? Damn it.
Right. Well, no, she didn't handle that well.
No, she didn't. She sat way too quietly.
She was like, I gave him my hand, and he took my arm. I'm like, girl.
You don't even know what to say.
Like, you take my... She didn't just take your arm, girl. I don't know. She need a...
She need a...
Well, she gone.
I hope things are going well for you, girl.
Right, me too.
Talking about, I was hosting a party. What party were you hosting? Boop.
Well, maybe she could have making a little money.
Wait a minute, though. My favorite part of that whole situation, I totally forgot about it. I wrote it down, though. When Joe goes, so I ended things with Caitlin, and then it goes to a B-roll shot of, it said, flat tire, right when he says about their relationship ending, and it showed, like, a little bike shop, and it said, flat tire fixed. I was like...
I missed that.
It was just funny, the parallel to the fixing the bike, flat tire on the bike, and he broke up with her to fix the relationship with Tahiri.
Oh,
a little editing.
That's cute. Yeah, that's cute. Okay.
Just a little notice.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
What about sex is coming soon?
Well, I mean, that happened at night.
I mean, yeah. No TV.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so trifling that he really got out of place with no TV. I'm mad at that.
And that's trifling that Tahiri messed with. Like, that's when it's like, oh, good, no TV, just the bed. We're going to have a lot of talking to do tonight. Like, that's what that should have been. Shouldn't have been no, like, you're giving into him again.
Well, exactly. I really hope she didn't sleep with him that night. I don't think, maybe they didn't, y'all.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just saying. Well, I hope she didn't, because you know what? She needs to control, and she needs to still stay, you know, as the lead woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not, yeah, she gave it up. It's all good.
Whatever. Okay. Erica, Rich, and Tiffany.
Oh, Lord. Where do we begin?
At the Amazing Lady J lipstick launch party.
Yes,
begin
there.
First of all, why would you even bring this up at an event, okay? At an event that you're representing yourself.
No, she didn't bring it up. Rich brought it up.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, at her party, why would you bring it up at her party?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would he even bring this situation into it? You know what I'm saying? And it was awkward.
I mean, our relationship is a lie. Yep, we already spoke about this last week, right?
Mm-hmm, okay. Right.
It brings up the Tiffany situation, and then Erica is just like...
She didn't know how to handle it.
Okay, the thing is I always, with reality shows, I always love people who have redeeming qualities. And the thing with Erica is, there is a part of me that really wants to like Erica, but it's not because of the redeeming qualities. I think it's really just because it's like, girl, you really just don't know. Like, I think there's a part in her head that she really doesn't know. Like, she just hasn't opened that part of her brain up or something.
What
like
part?
Like, I couldn't answer
what?
That. I really couldn't, because, I mean, just common sense.
Her logic.
Common
okay, sense. I was going to say logic or common sense. Yes.
I think she knows how to play people. I feel like she is a product of her environment. I feel like she grew up a certain way, and that's the only way she knows how to survive. Because even at the very end, what is the statement she said? And it was so perfect, because it's like, that's why you did everything in this episode. She said, I'm doing it all alone again. I want to grow and heal. And I need to focus on getting Erica where Erica needs to be. Well, isn't that what Erica Mena is all about? You sleep with guys to get where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You screw people over to get where you want to be. That's not the lesson that you should have learned from this.
Right.
The lesson you should have learned from this is you need to be loyal, you need to be honest, and you need to be not about yourself 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. But you see, she can't even handle being honest because she couldn't handle Rich drilling her in the car. She had to get out the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, okay, I can't handle it. She's looking down like, yeah.
Like a little kid.
Right.
She just
right.
can't handle realness. Mm-hmm. You know
she
what I'm
can.
Saying?
Even no, you agree. Sitting here saying, I don't mess with girls. He brings your lesbian friend here. She's sitting in your face.
Well, and okay, let's break this all down. So they, Tiffany walks in afterwards,
mm-hmm.
you know, kisses Rich. And Erica, mind you, they was fine last episode. They was all cuddled up, you know, all cutesy, whatever. Tiffany gets in the picture all of a sudden and just mm-hmm. starts blowing up. Well, Erica admits, you know, she's like, yeah, you can let him know how this, and then vice
versa. She says they didn't have sex and that she just ate her out.
That's what she said?
To me, that's worse
Hold on,
than
that
the
Tiffany
grinding.
Ate yeah. her out?
Well, I don't know. That well, she how did, oh, really explain. Mind. But one of them yeah. ate the other one out.
Is that considered sex?
Oral sex?
Yeah, it's oral.
I mean, but like, but she said that I, you fucked. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, no, girl, it's okay.
The F word.
She so fucked her.
So is that how? Is that what oral sex is? Is
no. I mean, oh, the reality okay. is, I feel like maybe dildos weren't involved, but there was definitely some scissoring involved. I definitely believe that.
Yeah,
and some tongue action. And I feel like you should have used the dildo because to me, that's less sexual than you sticking your tongue in her.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, so,
that's
boo, you diked it out for a night. It's fine. It's fine. Lots right. of girls do
but
it.
But why is she hiding that? Okay, so wait a minute. But why isn't Rich admitting fault in this? Why did he even have her?
That did bother me with Rich.
That's the only thing that, yeah, Rich did not confess and say, you know what, I was wrong. I mean, like, what was his point in doing that?
I guess it was loyalty to figure out if she was really loyal. But it still
that's
was messed
crazy,
up.
Though.
It does kind of make him look like, you know, the big guy in it, but it's like, no, he was just as wrong as her.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But I'm saying that the way they edit it.
Yeah.
They make him to come out as
the good guy.
He's winning. Like,
yeah.
It's almost pimpish, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because what man does that? What man even cares enough to just, okay, I want to find out what this chick is.
That's probably where he gets his money, because he ain't getting it from Olivia. And, I mean, okay. He obviously ain't got that much money.
But what man does that? Who does that? Who says, I want to know what this chick is doing?
Lots of men.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just crazy.
When you have business and you're making money and you really care about
when you're doing that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You aren't worried about it. But if you ain't doing it.
So then we get into, you know.
Well, wait, the fight.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm getting into. You know, basically, Tiffany was about to say something. And she didn't even. I think she was going to start talking about their relationship. And all of a sudden, we know the camera turns off. They're both fighting, ripping each other's hair out.
Why
can't
see the fight?
You know,
because they're trying to better VH1.
Reality is reality.
Right. That's why we're watching it. We want to see that.
We want to see the fight.
So they're pulling hair. The Erica's little backdrop falling off the wall. Like, I was like, oh,
and
dang,
girl,
this really is ruined. And I was just like, dang, okay, it's over. It's
and
a
you
wrap.
Seen the couch that was pushed up against the wall? It was like on its side against the wall.
Yeah, so.
Now, does that make. We all can agree that Erica was bold-faced lying in this situation, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
I felt she got really defensive and didn't want to have the conversation. That's why she threw the punch.
But she's always like that. That's nothing new.
Yeah, she has always been
she's
like
always
that.
Defensive. She always
no, no, no. Yeah, she's always defensive, but she just gets loud. But we haven't seen Erica really like
pissed
pop off like that. And I feel like
I
she
we
didn't.
Did.
But to that point of like,
with
I
the
don't.
Baby's daddy. I'm sorry.
Well, did she just find out that this whole time she was spying for Rich right then and there?
Yeah, so she's probably mad, like, bitch, I loved you!
Well, that too. Like, I'm sure it was, like, tons of different emotions, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's finding out this girl that she was in love with is sleeping with. And I just think it's crazy that they all slept together. Like, they
so
all might as well as
each
other.
She's in love with her, and she's in love with Rich.
Mm-hmm. And Tiffany's in love with Rich, and Rich
she's
is
in love
with Erica
Tiffany
and Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
Like, they should all really just be a couple together.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think...
And why Rich was Tiffany crying like a little girl in the car?
Oh, take my God.
Because she got hit?
She got her butt whooped.
She didn't get it whooped, but she got...
Man. Well, she got a few good jabs, okay?
Bitch, I mean, all them damn big-ass lollipops in there. She could have taken a lollipop off that damn thing. And like,
yeah, that's crazy.
No, I don't think Rich is done with her. Because, I mean, really, after that, why are you even calling her to meet up with you again?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I thought Erica called her. Remember you said I got a phone call.
Well, why are you meeting up with her?
Yeah, that's true.
She's going to definitely still try.
It's called
to make her way. She don't want to lose him.
No, because that's her. That's how she feels she's going to make it. And it's just like...
And I'm mad that Rich was really like, I'm your best friend. Like, no. Yeah. Like, he really was doing her wrong just as much as she was. And so that's why I'm like, you know what, man? You are not bigger. You are not the bigger person.
It's a toxic relationship. Just both so y'all toxic. Find toxic. Your new ways. Then they did the dinner with the mom again. This bitch.
Oh, that was so like, oh, you know, Rich Dallas, let's make money. Okay.
Right.
What? Third season.
She'll be back.
Same story, same shit, different day.
Did y'all see Erica's new video? She dropped it yesterday or the day before.
No.
Interesting.
For the same song that Olivia put out, it's like...
Wait, you're lying.
Girl, drop it. Just drop it.
Hold on, they both really tried it?
Well, first of all, Erica tried it and didn't happen. The video is horrible. She's literally crying in a bathtub.
Can we look up the video? Is it on YouTube?
It is on. You guys can look it up on YouTube. I don't think they can play it in here.
Okay.
But then, I mean, literally, it's just like a butt shot of her, and then her like areolas popping out in the video, and it's just a mess. Mm. It wasn't working out for her.
Wow. So it still ended up being trash.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, there we have it.
There it is.
Can't get away from that.
No. Tahiri won the battle in that one, I will say.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I want to go see it anyways, just so I can...
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll watch it.
Yeah.
At a great point in our life.
Right. When we got time, you know. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody's story had a good ending to it. I can't wait to the reunion. I'm actually kind of afraid of the reunion because I really have a feeling these girls are going to be really going at it with some people.
I'm excited.
Rocky, Tahiri, Rocky, yes. Jen, Rocky...
Well, no, Rocky should be, as she said, she's zen. I mean, the bitch was hanging down doing circus.
No, she ain't over.
Mm-hmm. No, she ain't, I know.
Oh, she ain't over, she ain't about to, I know, I was like, zenning what, girl?
Yeah.
I'm working on me. Like, bye.
Okay.
Dollars at the end when he was like trying to look all business walk. First of all, how are you going to have a suit that's too big for you? Then you're going to have the dress shirt underneath. Untucked, sitting down here, like that dress suit looked a mess. Like,
yeah,
he looked like a little boy trying to, like, holding his dad's clothes and
right. Him and Olivia are just like, oh, hi, money.
Where?
Okay. You know, I mean, no hate, you know, they still on the grind. Do what you do, you know what I'm saying? But, it just shows, though, that this whole time they were making him to look like the big guy,
mm-hmm.
the big pimpin', like. Literally. Erica, you know, it was just really dramatic at the very end. She was like in the photo, she was like, I can't.
What is she crying about?
Okay, and please explain this to me.
What is she crying about? Does anybody know?
She said, I hit it because I didn't want this to happen. Like, do you know you sound like a whore? You had sex with somebody and then didn't tell your man because you didn't want him to find out because he's going to leave you. You're crying because you did whore activities. Like, what don't you realize about that? Well, how do you make that seem like you're innocent? I don't get... I really... It blows my mind. Like, I want to sit down with this girl and be like...
Wait, I did it because what?
I hit it because I didn't want this to happen. And I didn't want this to happen because I didn't want Rich to leave me.
Oh.
In other words...
You messed up.
Right. Like...
I don't think, got some issues.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like emotional. That's just always going to be baggage. Always.
I don't even want to talk about the situation.
It's just bad.
Well, I mean, I think it was a good season finale.
Absolutely.
You were happy with the whole Tahiri and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I just can't wait till this reunion. I think that's what's really going to be some surprises.
All the tea is going to be coming out. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta coming back April
28th.
Yay! Super excited about that. Finally, I can get back to a good cast.
Awesome. Ooh. Well, should we get into predictions?
Let's do it. Can we
now? Keeping it simple today.
Can we predict who's not making it on next season?
Jen the Pen.
Inconsequence.
Inconsequence, yes.
Anyone else?
Rashida.
Oh, and the other girl.
Rocky?
No.
Oh, Winter?
Yes, Winter.
And L'Oreal? Yeah, L'Oreal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because it's non-factor.
There's no tea.
Yeah, there's no time.
Sorry.
All right. Well, before we end this, you know, I want to get into iTunes. I'm leaving you guys with that to go on. Rate us, comment. Go down there, download, you know, our podcast. Rate us.
Subscribe.
Do it. And we'll love that. So go to the iTunes, AfterBuzzTV/LoveAndHipHop. We'll love that. And so I guess we'll end it like that. I'm Nicolette Gaona, your host for today. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at @Sinse_DRC. SINSE_DRC.
DJ Jesse J on Twitter.
Awesome. And you can find Ashita on Ray at Ashita on Ray.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good night.
Whoa, whoa.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.